If you live in Michigan, chances are pretty good you found yourself driving I-75 at one time or another. How about this? Drive I-75 from Detroit to Sault Ste. Marie and stop at all the underrated sites your readers tell you about. That's what Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger did in her guise as the Michigan Traveler. Ellen's with us now. Ellen, give us the challenge.
All right. We wanted the readers to tell us where to stop along the route between Detroit and Sault Ste. Marie that has an underappreciated or underrated attraction. And it had to be within 5 miles of the freeway. So we got hundreds of nominations, and then I set off on this four-day trip up north and stopped at almost everyone that I possibly could.
And then the readers voted on their choice for number one?
That's right. The number one winner was the Smiley Face Tower in West Branch. Now, people mostly know West Branch for the Tanger Outlet store there right off the freeway, but it is beyond that, and you can see it from the freeway.
That's that happy little face, but that almost went away, didn't it?
Yes, this water tower was built in 1974, and the smiley face got put on it by a local businessman. Spearheaded the effort to get Smiley Face put on there. And then apparently about 1999, it was in danger of disappearing entirely because they had to repaint it and they didn't have the money. And somehow the citizens came through and they still have their Smiley Face. And so when we ran our vote in the last couple of weeks, the citizens of West Branch all banded together and voted for Smiley Face, and that's one of the reasons it won.
What about some of the other of your favorite underrated sites that made that top 10 list?
I came up with a sort of 20 finalists, and then people, it was a little bit complicated. I had 20 finalists, and then people could rank their top 10. And so many of the things that were in the top 10 I loved. The second place of all is a Strait State Park in St. Ignace. A lot of people don't stop there, but they have a great bridge outlook you're looking from the north across at the Mackinac Bridge to the south, and it's a beautiful view and great pictures there. And number three was also in St. Ignace, the Castle Rock Outlook. Have you ever been there?
Never.
Well, it's been a tourist site since 1929, and it's a big, giant cliff that's, I can't remember, it's like 175 feet tall. And they also have a Paul Bunyan statue. You can get your picture taken there. It's pretty kitschy, but I guess it's popular.
What surprised you most about this reader-directed journey, Ellen?
You know, the main thing is people love tradition. A lot of the things people nominated were not brand new things. They were old things, especially a lot of the food restaurants that people nominated or stores. A lot of the restaurants people know. I'm sure your listeners know Tony's I-75 restaurant there in Birch Run with the gigantic portions.
Oh, gigantic.
That was nominated by a zillion people. The Turkey Roost in Cocalin, that has been there for years, and it just serves turkey. So I was surprised that a lot of the attractions and the restaurants, people like tradition. That's what is most meaningful to them.
The story is at freep.com. Ellen Krieger, the Michigan Traveler and the Detroit Free Press travel writer. Ellen, always good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks.